East Coast Breakfast.
So it's time for Kerry's Couch this morning, and today's a very special one because you know this lady like she's a mom, a sister, a daughter. She's been in your home for many, many, many years. But today we've got her on the other side of the mic. Jane Linda Thomas. Woo! Welcome to Kerry's Couch.
Thank you. It's a comfy couch.
Well, thank you. And it's very nice to see you around the studio nice and early in the morning.
Thank you.
So Jane, before we even get to Kindness Can, which is really an incredible initiative, we have had you speaking to us for many years. So let's get to know the woman behind.
Oh, wow.
Jane.
Like that.
Like
okay.
That.
Okay.
So first of all, Jane,
Yes. Siblings,
do you have any?
I have a younger sister. She's 5 years younger than me.
And are you guys quite tight?
You know what? Being 5 years difference, you know, we kept missing each other growing up. You know, I'd go to school, she was at home, she'd come to school, I'd leave. And since she's become a mom, the 5 years has shifted and we are tight. She lives in Cape Town, so unfortunately I don't get to see her as often as I'd like.
Mom and dad, they're still together, still around?
45 years of marriedness.
Really?
It's pretty inspiring. I mean, I remember at school, even back then, and I matriculated in 97, my folks were some of the only parents in my class that were still together. So I think coming from an intact family, and it's weird when you go to your children's school now, when I go to my kids' school and do questionnaires, is your family intact?
And intact meaning mom and dad still together?
Yeah.
And if I had to ask 6-year-old Jane, Hi, 6-year-old Jane.
Hi.
What do you want to be when you grow up? What would she say?
You know what? My gran was very instrumental in the kind of Durban art scene for the Bilby Cannon old age home, you know, end of year shows.
Divine.
I know, right? And I remember going to a play rehearsal when I was about 6 years old and seeing all these marauding grannies running around the front lawn dressed up as pirates. And I was like, this is what I want to do with my life.
You want to be a granny dressed as a pirate?
Yeah. The arts. I knew I wanted. I remember running my fingers across the curtain at one of their shows. They were made out of those old bottle tops. Those metal bottle tops that you got off the foil. And there was just something in that curtain that made me want to be a part of storytelling.
Oh, wow.
The art of being on a stage. The art of being a conduit, now I understand, for experience.
So at school, where were you in the crowd? Did you were you a fitter inner? Were you an outcast on purpose? Did you have lots of friends, boyfriends?
I was always gravitated towards people are my passion, and I always gravitated towards people that were in need, always, since a little girl. And I spent quite a bit of my adult life trying to kind of unpack that. Is it the drama that I'm attracted to, or is it being a part of the solution and the shift? And it's definitely a part of the solution and the shift.
Did you ever find that sometimes it was also a way to move the energy and the focus off yourself by focusing on someone else?
I don't know. I mean, I was a popular girl at school. I was an insecure girl at school. Body issues always, since a little girl, always. So I never felt comfortable. I swam for the first team swimming team, but getting out of the pool at the other end was one of the most scariest things I could ever do. But swimming and coming first or second was no big deal.
So let's pause there for a moment. Were you at a co-ed or a girls-only school?
Girls-only school.
I find that often the girls-only school is quite a lot more...
unforgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jane has always dressed to stand out. Do you think that came from feeling like you already stood out, so you might as well run with it? You've gone, you know what, I spent my whole life not fitting in, I'm going to do this. Or is it a comfort, actually?
For me, getting dressed in the morning, if I'm sad, I can't get dressed. It is the most bizarre thing. I will stand in front of my cupboard and I will not know what to put on because I dress how I feel. So for me, it's not about belonging to anything or being anything or trying to be something. It is me at me. When we go away on holiday, I don't know how to pack.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how I'm going to feel in the morning. For me, going to a gym and having to pack a bag and then come to work stresses me out because I don't know how I'm going to feel. So dressing for me is more of a feeling as opposed to an emotion to connect me to things or situations.
So what was it that sparked this now, this Kindness Can? I know that you are working in conjunction with a psychologist.
Yeah, he's a cognitive behavioral specialist.
Paul Bushell.
Yeah.
And I've been looking online at kindnesscan.co.za. One of my favorite quotes is, kind people are my kind of people. So what is it that sparked this now?
For me, working in the environment that I've worked at East Coast Radio since the age of 24 and turning 40 this year, the thing that keeps me so in love with the medium is the stories. And when you look at the DNA scrape of the stories, you realize that in many cases, if kindness had been present, situation could have been different. And I'm in a constant healing process with this work. Don't think that I'm in this ivory tower looking down and saying, all shall be kind and well. I feel that I'm healing.
Well, they say that teaching is the best way to learn.
Well, absolutely. And I'm healing. Also, yes, you've got the best of me for the last 16 years on air. And sometimes my mom and my dad and my husband and my kids don't get that side of me. Yeah?
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel that this facilitation work is even more important, and I get it. I understand that you have choice. You have choice on how to give yourself to people in different spaces. So it may be in a corporate boardroom, may it be on the sports field, may it be in the traffic, may it be with your partner, may it be as a mother to a child.
May it be to yourself.
Oh, and there we start. And then there's the journey starts.
So what ages, first of all, for Kindness Can? Are we looking at kids, adults, both?
I really have a thirst for teenagers.
Yeah.
Because if I had spent time channeling stuff that I had control over and been grateful for stuff that I had, as opposed to not being that shape or not being able to wear that skirt, or somebody just stepping into the space and saying, hey, it's okay. And not your mom and dad. Because as much as they love you and hold space for you, they can't be those people for you. It's an interesting one. And having a look at the kind of body of work and the emails that I'm getting back from parents, having heard the Kindness Can adverts, it breaks my heart to know that there is a girl sitting in school now with cutting issues. It breaks my heart to know that there is a girl that's booked to come on our course, but she is in a rehab facility because she tried to kill herself last week. These go way past looking in the mirror and thinking, oh, I wish I was 5 kg thinner.
100%.
So all I can say is I need to be a vehicle to allow you to come out. And if you fall down, there will be support for you.
With this Kindness Can, can you just tell me a little bit about, I mean, are there workshops? Are there one-on-ones? How does someone find out about this?
Well, what can I expect? And Paul popped into my email just by a universal gift. I mean, he's written a book and he asked me to do the foreword for the book. And it started this journey of both being so absolutely passionate about investing in people's journey for self and in turn in others. Because if you're kind to yourself, you're going to be kind to others. So we want to go into schools and obviously work on a curriculum. We want to go into workshop spaces where it can be a lot smaller, maybe 10 teenage girls and or boys by themselves, because there's also a huge need for our boys.
Definitely, sure. Yeah,
and you know what's so funny is that so many people said, are you doing this for boys? We said, we've had 2 bookings. It is such a gray area. Boys don't cry. Boys don't talk about how they feel. We need to talk.
And for people who are going to say to you, come with your hippie parenting, at the end of the day, you can't have every child getting a participation award. What do you say to this? I mean, is there a way of being strong and being kind?
Well, for me, I want a son that's able to be a great person in society, that's got an empathy well, and he's compassionate, he's considerate. And those are all, they come as blooms from kindness and from foundation of being vulnerable.
If someone was interested and they just want to know more about Kindness Can or talk to Jane or Paul, Jane, what is the best way to go about it?
I think you can just email us info@kindnesscan.co.za. And we spoke about the workshops, we spoke about the school curriculum, but it's also going into corporate spaces. It's working with company values.
Amazing.
It's helping people from middle management all the way down to hold space, see each other, and realize that there's actually a lot more that connects us than divides us.
Yeah.
So it's teenagers at schools, it is corporates, and then moms is a huge one for me. Sitting in a room of moms, and that's my heart. Because falling pregnant with twins, with a 2-year-old at home, living in a tiny little rented home, with a husband unemployed, me being a freelance, when I tell you that I used to have a metal taste in my mouth because the fear had gripped the inside of my mouth, I got to tell you that that is the reality. So when I have a mom sitting in front of me telling me that they're not handling, I get you. I get you. I hear you. And all I can say is that... You will step onto that vista and you will look down. But for a mom, it's really about being conscious in moments that you're so busy trying to prepare for the future that you miss the present.
If you also go into Facebook, if you're on Facebook, it's Kindness Can, written as one word. And Jane Lindy Thomas, catch her on East Coast Radio. But also, beside that, catch her Kindness Can. It will be changing the world one kind person at a time.